walk and turn test is a standardized field sobriety test promulgated by NHTSA. The standardization and validation required of the test to be accurate must be instructed and evaluated in a very specific manner. There are 8 clues on the walk and turn test. The person can't balance during the instruction stage. The person starts too soon. The person stops walking. They don't touch heel to toe. They step off of the line. They use their arms for balance. An incorrect turn is performed, or the wrong number of steps are taken. 2 or more clues are required for the likelihood of a 0.08 or greater blood alcohol result. However, even when the test is administered and critiqued in an accurate way, the standardization says it's only a 68% accurate test. Possible defenses to this test are the way the test is instructed, the way it's interpreted, the location and condition of where the test is administered, or the physical condition of the client. Many times we find that the officer does not provide a designated line for the person to walk on, leaving fertile ground for us to defend the case and the admissibility of this test.